Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers' opening game of the year at home. Great to be back at Memorial Stadium and great to be chatting again with the president of the University of Nebraska, Ted Carter. 2 weeks of school already in the books as well. What are your thoughts about you getting as you get into this semester?
Well, Greg, as you can see, there's a lot of energy on campus. I mean, we've got students and faculty. They're all over, so there's a different feel. I mean, we got through the COVID period where we did well with enrollment numbers, but this fall we have the students on campus, so it's probably the most crowded the campus has been at least in 2 years, if not a little bit longer. We do have our enrollment numbers coming out. We don't have the details, but my sense is we're going to be doing very well with Nebraskans. Obviously, we went down in international students, and that was to be expected. But I'm optimistic, and I'm optimistic that the university is going to continue to work with the state to help place our students into the workforce. I mean, that's a big part of who we are and what we do and how we're going to move our state forward. And as many of us have talked about before, the jobs of the future are really being born out of the type of academic programs that we're doing here at the university. So they are directly connected. We want to make sure that we are managing everything from costs and ensuring that a degree is within reach for every student.
We have a lot of parents of prospective students listening right now. Let's talk about something that's important to them, and that's affordability and also access. What's the University of Nebraska doing to support students in those areas?
Well, the very foundational part of our strategy here over the next year is all about affordability and accessibility. So we announced some pretty big programs last year, and I'll just kind of highlight some of them because they're still obviously in place. A program called Nebraska Promise got a lot of interest across the nation for what it was. A lot of states copied us on this idea, and it was the right program at the right time. Full tuition coverage for qualifying Nebraskan students as family members or students who earn $60,000 adjusted gross income or less. And it's financial aid that an NU student doesn't pay back. We announced a two-year across-the-board tuition freeze. We were the first university in the country last year to do that for 2 years, not a year, but for 2 years, and that started to take effect this year. So we've got some predictability for Nebraskans going forward. And then our early returns from a new program that we started out in Kearney at UNK called the New Nebraskan Program, which is a non-resident student type of scholarship. We can attract the right students to come to our state to become part of our workforce, but receive something very close to an in-state tuition, which is already one of the best values of any schools in the country. So we're looking at where we might be able to expand that to other campuses like Omaha and Lincoln. And then some more innovative tuition models across the campus. But let's be clear, University of Nebraska-Lincoln is the best value of the 14 schools in the Big Ten. So essentially, we're just trying to make sure we get the right students to our university to make sure that we're able to get their degree at the lowest cost, putting in four-year graduation degrees, making sure they're not staying here longer than they need to, unless, of course, they're working while they go to school, and we understand that works for some. So we're doing everything we can to not just get our students in the door to make sure that they're successful, to go out the door with a diploma with the lowest amount of debt possible.
In the past, you've mentioned first-generation students. Can you share with our audience what that means and how Nebraska supports them?
Well, this is a great question. What we've seen here, not just during the height of the COVID period, but we've seen first-generation student numbers going up. So a first-generation student is the first in their family to attend college. So, their mom and dad or, maybe their brother and sister had not attended college, which means they may not have a lot of support at home because they haven't seen that. And then we're just trying to make sure that we've given every opportunity to sort things out like scholarships, financial aid, make sure that they know how to get to professors and know how to make themselves successful, be mentored when they first come. We have programs across all four of our campuses that support first-generation students. I'll just give you a couple of examples. Learning communities that allow students in the same academic programs to live and take courses together. Early intervention initiatives for at-risk students, and strong academic advising, and the list could go on and on, but I think you get the idea. We're doing everything we can to make this crop of students, this first generation to attend college students, successful. And as we've seen in the census numbers recently, the demographics of Nebraska are changing. So this is a focus area that's really important to us.
You've laid out a lot of things for us here about making sure students across the state have a chance to get that college degree. What are some other strategic ways that the university is focusing on keeping that enrollment going up?
Well, one of the things that we did at the height of the pandemic, almost out of necessity, was to make sure we took a look at our online programs. We reduced the cost, 7% reduction in Lincoln, 9% out in Omaha. So these are significant cost reductions in cost of dollars per credit hour. And we're going to continue to do that. We're moving that forward. We have excellent distance learning programs to make sure that there's access to all types of students out there. Not everybody is a traditional come-to-campus type students. We have adult, military, other non-traditional students who benefit from that flexibility. And then during the pandemic, we've seen that benefit of connecting with more students using that type of technology. We continued investment in career scholarships. This is a really good example of state higher ed partnership. So with the governor and the legislature, they provided us scholarship money to make sure students are pursuing degrees in programs leading to high wage, high skill, and high demand careers. So when you look at all of these things, it isn't just about growing our enrollment. It's really about how do we grow the state? And that's what we're focused on. And I know we'll have a chance to talk more about that when we see our enrollment numbers come out.
Very good. Thank you so much for filling us in on some very important topics for people out there thinking about their college students or soon-to-be college students getting ready to attend one of our great universities. Let's enjoy the game. Let's go get us a victory.
Yeah, let's stay positive. Go Big Red.
There he is, Ted Carter, with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next.